of the International Secret Police.
Zero. 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 Zero.
Starry, a beautiful native girl who is one of his most clever operators, should stop the secret police in Regan by working on the susceptible Barney. Meantime, the boys land their big plane just as the flag is being hauled down at sunset. Originally, Clint planned to leave all their belongings in the plane until they could be transferred to the caravans. But as he sees Starry approach, he has a premonition of danger and decides to remove the most important things as soon as possible. We now find the boys talking to Captain Rinaldi while Starry hovers close by.
I am most happy to welcome you all of the secret police, Mr. Barlow. But your coming is a great surprise to us.
Well, we moved very suddenly, Captain Rinaldi. We had no time to notify anyone.
Well, I knew you were in the neighborhood, of course, but I had no idea we would be honored by your presence.
If we'd known what a nice place you've got here, we would have come sooner, Cap. Yes, sirree. Nice place and nice people.
I see you have an eye for beauty, Mr. Dunlap. This young lady is known as Sari. She's the daughter of one of the desert chieftains and quite as charming as she looks.
Glad to meet you. Darn glad.
And I am happy to meet these so famous secret police.
How do you do, Miss Harris?
You have just been time for the officer's dinner tonight, gentlemen. It will be a pleasant change from your official duty.
I'm afraid we'll have little time for social activities, Miss Harris.
Oh, but it will only be for a little time. Would you not like that, Mr. Dunlap? You could sit next to me if you desire that.
Listen, Clint, I don't know why we should pass this up. We've got some time to kill.
I'm sorry, no.
Gee, Clint, that dinner sounds good to me with Legion officers. Gosh.
I see your nephew admires the Legion as much as we admire the secret police, Mr. Barlow.
Yes, he does, Captain. But now, if we may, I'd like to talk to you in private. I'm sure our official business would prove boring to the young lady.
Of course.
Oh, but no. I often listen to the talk of the Legionnaire. It is most interesting to me.
No doubt. But now, supposing you show Speed and Barney where Captain Rinaldi's office is. If you'd be so kind, Miss Harry. I have a few last-minute things to do on the plane.
Well, of course. Will you follow me, Mr. Dunlap?
Follow you? Just try and stop me. Don't be long, Clint.
I won't, Speed.
Mr. Dunlap seems to be quite taken by Sari.
Yes. A pretty face is Barney's one weakness. But it worked out all right this time. I wanted the girl out of the way while I unloaded some of the stuff from our plane.
Away? You mean you do not trust Sari?
I don't trust anyone at this stage of the game, Captain. We were almost killed in Kano by one of the Octopus's operators. He's doing everything in his power to stop us before we reach the Atlantean expedition. That's why I don't want to take any chances here.
Well, of course not, but there is no chance of danger to you here in the gun. It is Legion Post.
Well, even so, there may be an Octopus spy about it. He's very clever.
Oh, I see. But what about the things you wish to take from your plane?
Oh, maps and papers, guns and ammunition, mostly. You see, we're going to leave our plane here in Regan and proceed by caravan.
Caravan? Oh, that is dangerous.
They're not as dangerous as if we went by plane. I'm going to depend on you to gather camel boys that we can trust, Captain.
Now, how about the Legionnaires?
Excellent. Well, I hardly dare to hope for that, however.
I'll give you my most trusted men. They will be disguised as natives so that no one will know the real identity.
And we should be disguised as Arabs, too.
Well, let us get started, then. Come to the plane with me and let us see just what you wish removed. Then I shall get my men to unload it for you and put it in a safe place until you are ready to leave.
Yes, it's almost dark now. I would prefer that this be done secretly.
As you wish. But now, shall we go to the plane?
What are you doing stuck way out here in Rigon, Terry? With your looks, you'd wow them in the big cities.
Oh, but I am happy here, Barney. I love the desert. I would die of loneliness if ever I left it.
Yeah, I guess it gets in your blood, all right. Yeah, I wish Quinn had come. What are you grabbing about, Speed? Here we got a breathing spell and sorry to talk to, and you get restless right away.
Oh, the boy loves his uncle, does he not?
Sure does. They're just like this.
I wish Mr. Barlow liked me. Sorry, he is not used to being disliked.
Why, what are you talking about? He likes you. It's just that he hasn't got much time for women. He's too busy keeping a jump ahead of the octopus.
The octopus?
Yeah.
Oh, I have heard of him. He is very bad, no?
He is very bad, yes. But you know what he tried to do to us and Connor Barney?
Don't you think we ought to go look for Clint?
No, he knows where we are, and he's got Captain Rinaldi with him. He's safe. Now, as I was saying, sorry, in Connor,
I don't think we ought to talk about our business to anyone, not even Miss Thorry.
Oh.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Listen, kid, if you don't like the way we're talking, you can take a walk, see? I don't need no guardian.
I know, Barney, but listen. Oh, here's Clint now.
You think we weren't coming, Steve?
Well, I was beginning to wonder.
Well, I had a lot to do, but we still have more, if you would excuse us, Miss Thorry.
Oh, of course, Mr. Barlow. But I shall look forward to seeing you at the officer's dinner tonight.
You bet. We'll be there.
Until then, au revoir.
Boy, what a honey.
What did you mean by saying we'd be at that dinner, Barney? There's not a chance.
Well, maybe not for you, but I'm going.
Oh, no.
Now, listen, Clint. We got plenty of time to kill before Carlos comes back here with Buchanan.
What do you mean, plenty of time?
Well, you're not going to assemble a caravan tonight, are you?
No, but we got plenty to talk over with Captain Rinaldi before we leave Rigon. This is liable to be our last chance.
Are you going to that dinner, Captain?
Well, I am supposed to be giving it, Mr. Dunlap.
Now, you see that? You want to mess up the whole routine. And for what? By the time dinner comes around, if we don't go, we'll probably all be in bed, sleeping. And we can always sleep.
But if you're asleep, you won't be telling everything you know.
What? You too? Speed was bawling me out for talking.
You were going to tell Miss Sally what happened to Carno.
Well, so what? It's just a story to her.
Yeah? I'm not so sure, Bonnie.
What? You mean you suspect her of being an octopus spy or something? Clint, you've been working too hard on this case. Next thing you'll be suspecting me.
Oh, nonsense, Barney. But we can't make one false move now. It may mean our finish.
Did you get the stuff you wanted out of the plane?
Yes, the most important.
It's going to be all right to leave our plane here, huh?
Yes, Speed. We shall build a hangar for it to protect it from the sand and the wind.
Gee, that'll be swell, Captain Rinaldi.
Yes, and the captain is sending legionnaires along with us on our caravan journey. Not only can we trust them, but we'll have experienced fighting men should we be attacked by desert riders.
Great! How many camels are we taking?
I'm not sure yet, Steve, but I think 7 will do nicely. For that number, we can take plenty of water along.
Which is absolutely necessary for such a journey, gentlemen. Should you be caught in one of our terrible winds, you might be delayed for days. Then you will need your water supply.
And how? Is the Legion going to follow us into the desert, Clint, to back up our attack on the octopus?
Well, I haven't discussed that with Captain Rinaldi yet, Barney, but would that be possible, sir? All the Legion outposts are standing by, awaiting the order to march from me. I would like you all to meet at a given point near the Atlantean expedition. I think they'll be fighting. A large army of native tribesmen has gathered near the base, supposedly for game. But we happen to know that they're under the command of the octopus.
Under such conditions, would it not be better for us to accompany you immediately, Mr. Barlow? Your small caravan would have no chance at the hand of such an army.
No, no. If you came with it, the octopus would instantly know what was afoot. And his death ray machine would wipe us all out before we even got within range of his camps.
The money. This octopus is a demon.
He'll appreciate that more the closer you get to him, Captain. And that's why Speed, Barney, and I, and the Legionnaires, you're sending with it, must get to that death ray machine and destroy it before he has a chance to know what's happening. In that way, the rest of the Legion can advance and have only routine fighting to cope with.
I understand now. And how are we to receive this signal to march?
Well, You have a shortwave set here in Rigaud. We have one on the plane, also a portable set. I'll call you by radio when it's time for you to march, and we'll do the same with the other Legion posts, depending on their location. I shall arrange it so that you will all meet at approximately the same time. We shall decide on the meeting place before we leave here.
Excellent.
And now, can we go to that dinner?
Oh, dinner. Haven't you forgotten about that yet?
With a chance to sit beside Sari? Not on your life.
All right, then, Don Juan. We'll go to that dinner. But remember, one peep out of you about our plans, and you never know what struck you.
Okay, okay. To hear you talk, you'd think I told everything I knew to everybody in the world.
Boy, this is some dinner, Captain Rinaldi.
Oh, you think so, Speed? Well, that gives me an idea. Gentlemen, gentlemen, I propose a toast to our gallant guests, the International Secret Police, who risk their lives to make the world a safer place to live in.
Secret. Isn't this a thrill?
Yes, Speed.
Aren't you glad we came now? Think what we would have missed if we hadn't.
No, stop whispering to Sari and pay more attention to what's going on around you, Barney.
Oh, let me whisper. I haven't had much chance to do that since coming to Africa. But maybe I can accomplish as much in sort of a loud way. Legionnaires! Here's to you. You risk your lives every day of the year and never get much credit for it. So here's a toast to you. And to Miss Sari, who makes risking your life a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Barney. Your gallantry overwhelms me.
Really? Well, be sure and stay that way as long as I'm around, will you?
Oh.
Say, Quint, look out that window. Huh? Looks like there's a fire outside.
Fire? There should be none near the headquarters, Mr. Barlow. I think we had better take a look.
Yeah, the house is burning. It sure must be a big one. The glow from that fire is awful bright.
Wait a minute. It looks as if it's coming from where we left our plane. It is. Look, Speed, our plane's afire.
Our plane? Ah, Speed, please, in there. Outside, quickly. We must fight that fire.
And what's more, find out how it started. Come on.